Home camera, Melissa speaking.
Hi, Melissa. This is Latasha Brown. Hold on. I have Eric on the other line.
Oh, perfect. How are you?
Hello?
Hello. I'm here.
Okay. I have both of you guys on here, I believe. Are you there, Melissa?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So I've been calling. They told me that I was supposed to speak with the Erica. They never said Melissa. And I've been calling for a week and a half, and I've already had previously spoken with the coordinator, and we were unable to get in touch with you guys.
When did you try to reach Eric?
I've been reached Eric last week. He called me back twice, and we called there, and no one has been picking up the phone. And the lady that did my onboarding, she told me that she couldn't help me, that gave me 267-551-7423 for Erica, and I've been calling. I text her, and I told her that no one is answering. And she said, try at 10 o'clock on Monday. Tried, still nothing. So I'm glad I finally have you on the phone, because we've been trying to get back in contact with you for a week.
That's weird. No, yeah, we're here. I don't know why the calls haven't been going through.
They're not going through the 30. Eric just gave me that number, but the person was working with me to onboarding is 267-551-7422. That's the number that was texting me, and she gave me Erica at 551-7423.
That's weird, because I'm actually looking at Erica's messages, and she does not have any messages at all.
I didn't send Erica a message. I called her. I got messages with the 7422 number, whoever did my onboarding.
That's Monica, yeah.
Monica, okay, correct. So I did all my paperwork with her, and this has been since the 19th. She told me everything was done, and I should reach out to Erica, and I've been doing that. But anyway, we're here now. So I just wanted you to know that it wasn't Eric not reaching out. We literally were calling, and no one was responding.
Got it.
And I left voice messages.
No, yeah, because on our end, I know that I was reaching out, Erica was reaching out, and another coordinator was reaching out to Eric. That's on our part, and we weren't able to get a response. But I'll follow up to see what's going on with her line, because that's very weird.
Okay. So Eric is still there, and I'm here. What do we need to do, Eric?
I need a start date. That's it. And I can start the paperwork. You can send me your provider information, and we can get this processed as soon as possible.
Yeah. So I sent you an email before I called. So I don't know if you received our email with our information, because there's another agency that has a similar name. So there's been a lot of issues that it goes to a different agency. But I did just send you an email about 6 minutes ago.
Okay. Well, can you please send me a follow up email after put you get your start date.
Are we able to backdate it? Because we can backdate it from the first. I don't know if Ms. Brown, if you were working with another agency, but she has been compliant.
Yes, I am with another agency, and I have to leave there to come with you guys.
Okay, so what's the soonest that we can request the authorization on Keystone End? Because we're ready to
What's the soonest you can start? So usually it's 24 to 48 hours, because it has to go through get processed through HHA.
Can we do Monday? Because it'll be a fresh week, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I will process the provider change, okay, and do a start date for what's Monday's date?
3/9. I'll send the email right now.
All right.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great rest of your day.
Thank you
as well.
Thank you, Ms. Brown.
Thank you, Melissa.
No problem. I'll let you know when you receive it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.